The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Bahati Mutisier for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Teen Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Teen Magazine. The first article is titled, 8 Activities to Stop Stressing When You're Trying to Fall Asleep. Just as you are about to close your eyes after an exhausting day, dozens of stressful thoughts bombard your mind. Suddenly, you find yourself thinking about an upcoming math test and a difficult history project. Many teenagers, including myself, sometimes experience difficulty falling asleep, as the noise of our stress is too loud to ignore. But these few tips will make falling asleep easier, reducing stressful thoughts as soon as your cheek hits your pillow. Number 1, take some time off screens. Looking at a screen, whether it's scrolling on social media or catching up on your favorite television show, will make falling asleep more challenging than it needs to be. Even though resisting the screen before bed is tough, it will make a huge difference to the quality of your sleep. But this does not mean that you cannot be on your phone or computer for the entire night. I try my best to use no technology about 30 minutes before I plan to go to bed. If you find yourself failing to stop getting on your phone or computer, put your devices in another room away from your reach. But if you find that this is unrealistic for your routine, just strive not to be staring at a screen in the dark. Number 2, read something that you enjoy. Reading is such a relaxing activity that it's excellent to do before turning off the lights and going to bed. I sometimes love to read some sort of fiction book. If this idea is not compelling to you in any way, you're not alone. Most teenagers do not prefer falling asleep with a book in their hands. But reading does not have to be limited to novels. Flipping through an engaging magazine might be more appealing to you. Maybe comics are interesting to you. Or maybe reading poetry before bed makes for a calming activity. Read things that you gravitate towards. Number 3, write down your worries. Often, the thoughts that consume us just as we are trying to fall asleep are worries of ours that we have ignored and pushed aside throughout the day. Though writing down your thoughts that are causing you to worry and stress may sound useless, taking the time to find out what is bothering you will tune out the overwhelming thoughts rushing through your mind. This activity does not need to be time-consuming. Spending around 5 minutes jotting down some of your worries will have an immense impact on your sleep. Number 4, have some alone time. Time with family or friends at night can be fun, and it can be a great way to spend your time. But before going to bed, having at least 20 minutes alone will give you a chance to reflect on your day and take a moment to relax. Sometimes the act of being around others can cloud your mind and add to the plethora of stressful thoughts going through your head as you go to sleep. Most importantly, time alone will provide you with the opportunity to do activities that truly relax you. Number 5, take a warm shower or bath. Treating yourself to a warm shower or bath will serve as a comforting activity. Not only will taking a warm bath or shower help you relax at the end of a hectic day, but it will also lower your body temperature, which can help you fall asleep faster. Number 6, write in a journal. Spilling out your biggest worries and stresses onto paper makes your problems seem more manageable. Similar to writing down your worries, journaling forces you to think deeply about what in your life is triggering worry and stress. But writing in a journal can also help you address your problems. By writing about a problem in your life and also elaborating on why the problem at hand is negatively impacting you, the issue at hand will feel smaller. Ensure that your sleeping environment has little noise and that your sleeping environment is dark. I'm sorry, this is number 7. Ensure that your sleeping environment is appropriate. Ensure that your sleeping environment has little noise and that your sleeping environment is dark. This environment will make for an appropriate place to sleep. While factors such as noise are not always completely in your hands, try to make the best out of your given circumstances. Number 8. Know that it might take time to establish a night routine. While coming up with a night routine can be fairly easy, enforcing your night routine can be challenging. Make sure that your night routine is right for you. If you find yourself constantly falling out of your routine, you might want to consider changing an aspect of your routine that is most challenging. Remember, consistency is key. It is normal and healthy to fall out of your routine at times, but for the most part, you should stick to the routine as best that you have established. When creating a night routine full of soothing activities that will make you fall asleep easier, remain patient with yourself throughout your entire experience. This article was written by Sophine Avedisian. Sophine Avedisian is a freshman at Westridge School for Girls. She is the author of Stand Tall, a book that highlights women's rights issues, an editor for Polyphony Lit, and a Los Angeles Times High School Insider. During her free time, Sophine enjoys reading, playing soccer, and spending time with family and friends. I think it's Sophine. The next article is titled, 10 Fun and Non-Religious Things You Can Do to Celebrate This Winter. Many people associate winter with Christmas. Christmas is a religious festival for some people, but winter can be equally fun to celebrate for non-religious people. Here are 10 fun and non-religious activities to celebrate this winter. Number 1. Donate to a worthy cause. Christmas is all about sharing the joy of giving. According to the World Food Bank, there are around 689 million people living in extreme poverty right now. Besides giving gifts to your families and friends, spare a thought for those in need, too. Donate to a charity or other causes you think are worth donating to. It would go a long way for the people on the receiving end. This way, you can be your own version of Santa Claus, too. Some trustworthy organizations to support this season are Women's Shelters. Women's Shelters provide safe places for women who are homeless or for women who have to flee family violence. The Wildlife Trust. The Wildlife Trust is an organization made up of 46 wildlife conservation charities in the UK. They help to protect endangered species and look after vital habitats. Save the Children. Save the Children is a charity that aims to improve children's lives by giving them better access to quality education, food, and health care. They also provide aid in the times of emergencies or natural disasters. Global Citizen. Global Citizen is an international advocacy organization which works to end extreme poverty around the world. Number 2. Read Christmas books. Besides watching holiday movies, we can also look to books. One can spend an entire day finishing a book compared to finishing a movie in a few hours. This is a perfect activity for the holidays if you do not have any other activities planned. You may be able to find some of these books on Libby or Overdrive, an ebook platform for libraries. The books there are free of charge, and you only need a library card to sign up for their services. Below is a list of some feel-good Christmas books that will definitely be of good company this holiday. Letters from Father Christmas by J.R.R. Tolkien. These are stories told by Santa Claus about his experiences while traveling across the world to deliver his presents. The Usual Santas by Peter Lovesey, a collection of holiday-themed crime fiction stories set in various locations and time periods. Winter Street by Elin Hildebrand. Winter Street is the first of a series of Christmas tales. In Winter Street, a family gathers on Nantucket for a surprise-filled holiday. Starry Night by Debbie McComber. In Starry Night, Carrie Slayton, a columnist, takes up the challenge of interviewing a reclusive writer, Finn Dalton, in return for covering other more serious topics. When she finally meets Finn, she discovers that he's not the person she expected him to be. Starry Night is a delightful novel about finding happiness in the most surprising places. Hercule Poirot's Christmas by Agatha Christie. Hercule Poirot, Agatha Christie's most famous fictional detective, is tasked with investigating the whodunit behind a family reunion that ended in bloodshed. Christmas in London by Anita Hughes. Manhattan baker Louisa is recruited to join the team of a local production company for their annual Christmas Eve dinner special filmed across the pond at the posh Claridge Hotel. Along the way, she rekindles friendships again, both old and new. One Day in December by Josie Silver. This holiday novel follows two people, Jack and Lori, who are reunited after 10 years apart. Number 3. Go on a festive walk or to a theme park. Christmas does not have to be a boring day spent at home. Many cities will have street light ups. Some suburbs may have long rows of Christmas decorations displayed in front of houses. The glowing lights are beautiful displays of the holiday spirit. Enjoy the winter air as you stroll along. If you are more adventurous, go to a theme park. Some theme parks may have Christmas-themed rides, and their shops may also be decorated for Christmas. Either way, go somewhere that will get you into the holiday spirit. Number 4. Buy Christmas decor. Get an artificial Christmas tree, if you prefer to have things done tidily, and decorate it with bubbles and string lights. Crafty people may opt for DIY decorations. If space is at a premium, get a miniature Christmas tree instead and display it on your desk or dining room. Christmas is all about lights, so hanging those fairy lights along the walls and the mantelpiece as well. Even if you are non-religious, you can still hang and fill up your own Christmas stockings. Some spaces may sell ready-filled stockings, complete with crackers, candy canes, and sometimes games. You can also hang up baubles and other hanging decorations throughout the house. If you are in a country that doesn't have snow and you have space to spare, consider lining the edges of your floors with white cotton wool to imitate snow. Number 5. Eat Christmas foods and drink hot chocolate. Many bakeries will stock log cakes on Christmas Day, and who can resist the creamy chocolate and the beautiful icing on the cakes? On the days leading up to Christmas, feel free to binge fruitcakes and Christmas cookies. Most supermarkets will sell Christmas desserts as winter rolls around. To wash it down, have a cup of hot chocolate to warm you up on the cold nights. Even if you live in a tropical country with the right amount of marshmallow toppings, hot chocolate can be a comfort drink. Number 6. Celebrate winter solstice. If you are non-religious, why not celebrate winter solstice instead? Many cultures around the world celebrate winter solstice instead of Christmas. The Chinese celebrate Dongzi, their winter solstice festival. Dongzi is non-religious and was originally celebrated with the intention of honoring ancestors and gathering with family to have a meal together. Tangyuan or glutinous rice balls are often eaten, as are dumplings. Try cooking Tangyuan with any of the recipes below. 7. Gather with family and friends. Wintertime, for many cultures, is an opportunity to gather with friends and family, so why not replicate this tradition with your close ones, too? It does not have to involve going to places of worship. You can have a simple dinner with them, too. Our family and friends are the bedrock of our morale. Take this time to improve your relationship in light of the coming New Year. 8. Make holiday cards, graphic designs, zine, or coloring cards. Anyone would love to receive a Christmas card. You do not have to celebrate Christmas to brighten someone's day with a message. There are a few options for making holiday cards. You can buy store-bought cards, write messages on them, and mail them. The messages don't have to be the usual Merry Christmas. It can also be other well wishes like have a bright year ahead or just the simple hope you are well. If you have more time, consider painting or coloring a Christmas card. Painting a simple Christmas tree is easy. Search for tutorials online. If you do not enjoy painting, try coloring cards instead. These are Christmas cards without colors so that you can color them in once they have been printed out. For more technology-savvy people, learn graphic design and create a Christmas card on PowerPoint, Designer, or Canva. In fact, digital card making can even be turned into a simple business. 9. Knit a scarf. Knitting is a relaxing hobby that more and more people around the world have been taking up. Knitted goods are often associated with cold weather clothing. If the right quality of material is used, it can create a luxurious feel to the skin when worn. The action of knitting is repetitive. You can knit while reading or watching TV without diverting your attention too much. Knitting needles and yarn are cheap and easy to find online. A scarf is the easiest piece of clothing to knit. You can wear your scarf during winter after you've knitted it. This winter, why not look at taking up knitting as a hobby? 10. Build a snowman. Gather some twigs and snow and build your own snowman. You can do this activity with family and friends. While you're at it, you can even have a few snowball fights. There is a technique for building a snowman that can stand for a longer time. First, the location of the snowman is crucial. Situate him on a flat and shady piece of land and face him away from the sun to preserve his facial features. Use snow that is moist and powdery. Use a 3-2-1 snowball ratio. The shorter the snowman is, the more stable he will be. Finally, before stacking the next snowball, remember to flatten the previous snowball. Fun fact, did you know that the residents of Bethel, a town in Maine, built the largest snow person ever recorded? In the Guinness record, the snow person towers at an astonishing 37.2 meters. Several of these activities work well in tropical countries, too. Winter is just around the corner for this year, so use this list wisely to plan your celebrations. Happy holidays! This article is written by Kang Liu Bei. Liu Bei is a poet and writer from Singapore. She is 15 and studying in a secondary school. She enjoys reading, writing, and painting in her free time. In school, she is keen on studying math at higher levels. The next article is titled, 5 Tricks and Tips for Writing College Essays. Early round submission deadlines have passed, bringing us to the next round of the college application season. A senior myself, I'm currently preparing my applications for regular decisions, RD, and completely agree that writing essays is the most challenging yet creative part of it. Don't have the motivation to begin? Stuck on your second draft? It's too early to panic. Instead, read through these 5 tips I found helpful when writing my own essays that may help you find your outlet out of senioritis and writer's block. Tip 1. Start drafting. Everything seems hard until you try it. This message applies to scuba diving, baking, doing calculus homework, and, no surprise, college essays. You have two choices for beginning the drafting process. Number one, free write, or number two, outline. Personally, I've used both strategies for different essays, and from experience, I believe you should choose based on your understanding of the prompt and your mood. Does a volunteering experience immediately pop up into your head after reading a prompt asking you to write about community service? Begin free writing. Are you short of ideas but a why school essay? Jot down ideas for an outline. Tip 2. Be personal. Know your audience. College essays are the most personal part of your application. So rather than seeing them as essays, I prefer to call them stories. Admission officers don't want to sit all day reading thousands of essays that all begin with an overview or thesis and end with a generalized takeaway. Therefore, you have the freedom and power to get as personal as you want. I suggest treating admission officers as your friends rather than teachers. But really smart friends who you don't want to embarrass with spelling mistakes, grammar errors, and convoluted ideas. Number 3. Get specific. It is impossible to come up with a completely new idea or takeaway. Thousands of essays are about not giving up or how you found your passion for a class or hobby. But don't be discouraged. Specificity can make you unique. The way you structure and tell your story is what matters to admission officers. I suggest asking yourself, what are some important things I value but have never told anyone about? You can also try asking people around you for their first and current impressions of you as a child, as a sibling, as a friend, student, and peer. Don't be shy to ask, what makes me special? Oftentimes, it is these unplanned conversations that spark inspiration. Number 4, revisit to revise. Finishing an essay is a huge accomplishment, and even more impressive if you do it in one sitting, but chances are its quality is not that best. So don't immediately check these essays off your to-do list. Instead, treat your essays as something you should look back to check on at least one more time after you complete the first draft. If the application deadline is in a month, revisit and revise your finished draft a week later and be ready to make edits. The biggest no-no is to realize your essay is not as strong as you thought it was a week later, but you're too lazy to make significant changes. So if you're reading this tip now, be sure not to do that. Trust me, the consequences are not worth testing. Receiving feedback from family, counselors, or close friends is also advisable because we may develop bias toward our own writing, which makes it easy for us to not see places where our language becomes illogical or wordy. Tip 5. Enough is enough. Be careful not to over-edit your essays. After going through a few drafts and revisiting your essay after a period of time, be confident to call it done. Do not edit them just for the sake of editing until the last minute. You may make them worse. It is also highly recommended to submit your applications a few days in advance. In the case of system glitches or other technical issues, wouldn't it be horrible to have these issues interfere with your application? So remember, early is on time is late, and late is never. I genuinely wish all current and prospective seniors who are or will be applying to colleges the best of luck. Just do your part well and leave no regrets. Believe that the outcome will be the best outcome. This article is written by Catherine Wang. Catherine is a current junior in high school. A storyteller at heart, she loves to write stories and narratives. Outside of writing, Catherine also enjoys drawing, cooking, and swimming. And for the last article, are single-sex schools meeting their goals? Single-sex schools claim that their schools create a better environment for students to express themselves, stay focused, and perform better academically. They say that keeping schools segregated keeps students focused on schoolwork and gives them a chance to grow into confident young adults. However, there are also many downsides to single-sex schools, such as fostering sexism and missing out on formative experiences that shape the real world. Children spend 5 days a week at school in order to learn the skills needed later in life, but it could be that single-sex schooling is hindering some of that development. A large part of the real world involves interacting with and managing other people, which requires a lot of empathy and understanding of the opposite binary sex. Negative stereotypes affect both men and women, and Seattle Pie says that single-sex schooling only continues to fuel the fire of stereotyping, because many children who attend single-sex schools are rarely interact with members of the opposite binary sex on a regular basis, they're more inclined to believe negative stereotypes. It's easy for students who have learned only with their same-sex peers for years to conclude that they're better than the other sex, or must have some kind of superiority, especially in young boys. Diane Halpern, former president of the American Psychology Association, says that single-gender schools may foster gender stereotyping and sexism in a world that's far more diverse than before. Many people argue that the positive benefits of single-sex schooling are not as prevalent as they may seem. After all, we all end up in similar places regardless of schooling. Personally, I think single-sex schooling can have pros and cons. I think that while they may be a good idea at the time in order to boost productivity and empower people, especially young women, in the greater scheme of things, they just don't make sense. Especially if someone is raised completely on single-sex schooling, they miss a lot of formative moments in relation to people of other genders. This is written by Quinn Beck. Quinn is a high school student with a passion for writing and journalism. Besides writing, they are also an actor and an artist and spend much of their time doodling on school assignments. Okay, we've now run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazine. Be sure to listen next time. We hope that you've enjoyed it. I'm Bahati Mutisia, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Teen Magazines is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.